Here we go again. This is Nicole.
And Emma.
And this is Backwoods Murder Podcast. If you would like to follow us on our socials.
Our Facebook is Backwoods Murder Podcast. Our Instagram is just Backwoods Murder. And our Gmail is backwoodsmurderpodcast@gmail.com.
And we're on part two of Jeffrey Dahmer.
Yes, because the other clip we had got deleted.
Dun, dun, dun!
So, that's why it was kind of just a random cutoff.
Sorry about that. Yeah, I'm not sure exactly what happened. But, you know, this is all, like, live and, not really live, but it's unedited. Hopefully you appreciate that. I know I do.
Because you don't have to put any more work in.
I put a lot of work into this, believe it or not.
Yeah, okay.
This one's your case. You wanted to do this. So yes. This is you. This is all you.
Yes.
I wanted to do H.H. Holmes.
And I didn't want to research that, so I didn't. And I just did Jeffrey Dahmer and said, hey, we're doing Jeffrey Dahmer.
Right. And I have been listening and reading. Actually, have listened to 3 books on H.H. Holmes. Thank you very much. And listened to podcasts about him. Your socks have more hair on them, and I'm not sure if it's from my house or yours.
It's from your house.
It's disgusting. All right, so getting back into it. We started off at Jeffrey Dahmer being 16 and wanting to go after a jogger, but he screwed
that up. At 16, he started noticing this male jogger that went by his house every day for months. Months on end. I wish I could jog.
Unless I'm scared and, like, something's chasing me, I still push him with the fucking ass in front of me and be like, ha! Don't have to run.
I play soccer. I'm defense. I don't have to run a lot.
You don't?
No. Oh. You saw that.
I did see that.
I don't run a lot.
You just yell a lot and,
and
break yourself. You're a good breaker.
Well, we don't talk about how I break myself on the soccer field. So, at 16, he started noticing a male jogger that went by his house every day and found him very attractive and started fantasizing about assaulting and raping him while he was unconscious. So, he decided to do it one day. Oh, we're going live.
On Facebook.
Oh.
You want to put that over there?
Yes.
Where I cannot be seen. Thank you.
Okay. We're headed, even though they've already heard this, because
they are that much cooler. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so he wanted to assault and rape him while he was unconscious.
Yep.
And decided to do it one day. So he waited in a bush on the jogger's path with a baseball bat. He was prepared to assault and rape him. But his plan did not work.
Poor Jeffrey.
The jogger didn't go running that day.
How can you screw with something like that? I mean, we're going to start calling that the Dahmer.
That's not new, though.
No, this is, though. The friggin' screwing everything up is the Dahmer. It should be called the Dahmer, not the trickster thing.
Okay, dokie, then.
We're going to call that the Dahmer.
On July 24th, in 1978, his parents finally divorced, and they charged each other with extreme cruelty and neglect. Cruel and inhumane treatment can mean either physical or mental cruelty and defined unsafe to remain man and wife.
Okay, poor Jeffrey.
This could mean physical or mental, like I said. His brother David went to live with his mom, and Jeff lived with his dad. Oftenly, he was left alone in the house.
Oftenly?
Oftenly. Yeah, oftenly. That's a word.
Okay, it didn't sound right.
It's a word, I promise you.
Okay, go ahead.
He was left alone in the house with no food at the age of 17. He was abandoned and lived in the house alone while his dad went to marry another woman and he had no working refrigerator.
Well, you know, times get hard.
June 18th, 1878, he was 18 years old when he committed his first murder. He had a fantasy to pick up, assault, and rape a hitchhiker for a long time. On this day, he did actually pick up a hitchhiker. His name was Stephen Mark Hicks.
That sounds really familiar.
I don't know what to tell you, because that doesn't sound familiar to me at all.
Well, it wouldn't.
So, Stephen was on his way to a rock concert.
I listen to a lot of which concert?
Mm-hmm. I don't know. We have one person watching, but I don't know who it is because I don't want to look. And Steven, so he was on his way to the rock concert.
Yep.
And then Steven was asked by Jeff to come back to his house for some beers. They ended up hanging out and ended up sleeping with each other. And Jeff actually had consent.
He had normal sex.
He
had normal sex for... Jesus, Jeff, you can do it, buddy.
He didn't like it, though. Because they're not cold and hard. Steven wanted to leave, but Jeff didn't want him to leave. So Jeff hit him twice in the back of the head with a dumbbell. And then proceeded to strangle him with the dumbbell.
How do you strangle somebody with a dumbbell?
I don't know. Then okay. He stripped his dead body and masturbated over the said dead body.
Just jerking a little. You know, I do like them dead and cold, you
know.
And
then he went to bed.
And left them there.
And left him there overnight.
Oh.
And then in the morning...
he did it again.
He woke up. He dissected the body and buried it in his backyard. And then he realized, oh, shit. That could, like, get me caught.
Oh, shit. I just dissected a body and put it in my backyard.
So, after a few weeks, after it's been, like, you know...
rotting?
Rotting in the ground.
Listen, I know what that smell is. Well, not human, but animal rotting flesh smells like. And it's
nasty.
I usually end up dry heaving if I have to do anything with something like that. And so, yeah.
He dug up the body and stripped the flesh off the bones, boiled the bones in acid, and flushed the flesh down the toilet, crushed the bones up into a dust, and scattered it in the woods behind his house. So he used the knowledge from when he was a kid from his dad.
Check and see who's on that.
Oh my goodness. Nope, none.
Why does it say we have a viewer?
I don't know.
It's an invisible viewer.
Sure, we'll call it that.
Hello, invisible viewer.
I'm pretty sure they're not there. Okay. I'm pretty sure Facebook is just special.
Can you do it live on
Instagram? Yes.
So do that.
Okay, dokie then.
Because we're ding.
My phone's dying.
Mine is too, so.
Mine's at 7%.
Mine was at 15.
Okay, so.
So get your charger.
He then got into Ohio State University. He didn't end up finishing his first semester before dropping out once he failed his first semester and started falling apart. His dad said he needed to do something. So he joined the Army on December 29th, 1978. He was based in Germany as a combat medic.
Mm.
According to reports, a soldier reported in 2010 that when he was in Germany with Jeff, he was repeatedly raped.
Oh! That's right, I remember this part.
So, over a 17-month... What the fuck are you doing? Because they can...
Best sell by, September 16th, I'm expired!
16.
You're expired. Sorry. Oh, there's a lobster claw down here.
Oh my goodness.
Go ahead. Continue.
So, over the 17-month period, he was raping a soldier. Repeatedly. He also said that he reported this to his commander, but nobody believed him. Are you gonna, like, change it so I don't have to expire by 2016?
Yeah, I can
do that. So, some people say that when he was in the barracks, he had a bag full of stuff to make drinks. Like, he had shakers, alcohol, and stuff like that to make drinks.
Really?
Yeah. So, he was deemed unsuitable for the Army in on March 19th, 1981. So, oh, I'm 2019 now.
That's all I got. It doesn't go up to,
2020?
No, this sucks. Big donkey balls.
Okie dokie, then. So, he was scared to tell his father, so he went to Miami Beach, Florida, and worked at a sandwich shop while renting a room at a motel. And drank a lot more and blew all of his money that he made from the small little sandwich shop on alcohol.
I can relate.
So, he was eventually evicted and slept on the beach in 1981. He finally asked his father if he could come back, and his dad said yes. His dad is now living with his new wife, and she hated both of the kids. Jeff and his brother David.
I can't blame him.
I don't blame him for hating Jeff. David seems innocent.
Well, everybody's innocent until they're not.
Oh, well. So, he was still drinking a lot and was arrested for public drunkenness on October 7th, 1981. His dad eventually tried to get him sober, but was unsuccessful. If you hear that noise, that is Nicole stamping me with blue and red inks by my sell-by date.
Okay, I'm done. I'm sorry.
Are you done?
I was a little distracted. I'm not gonna lie.
A little? You were distracted 5 times.
Okay.
So he was unsuccessful with getting him sober, so we sent him to live with his grandmother.
I love Grammys. They could do no wrong.
Jeff loved and respected his grandmother a lot. He would help her and everything. On August 7th, 1982, he exposed himself to a large crowd.
I can't. I'm sorry. Yeah.
And was fined for public indecency and got arrested for lewd and lascivious behavior in Milwaukee on September 8th, 1986. He was caught masturbating in public in front of two boys. He was sentenced
to... You were waiting. You put the pause on. I'm not going to lie. You paused there waiting for me to say something.
I did.
And I didn't. I was so good. I'm so proud of myself.
I was waiting for it. I was specifically waiting for you to say something about it. And you didn't. So I continued. Purpose.
I was like, nope, don't say anything. And I didn't. I'm so proud of myself.
He was sentenced to a year. But then he claimed that he was peeing in public and didn't know anybody was watching.
Excuse me.
Were you trying to talk during the burp? Is that what happened there?
That was just a good old burp.
So he claimed nobody was watching. He didn't know anybody was watching. So he was charged with disorderly conduct and didn't have to do the year in jail.
I think this would fit.
You think?
I think it might.
Are you going to wear that in the hot tub tonight?
Well, you don't like me being... You don't want me being naked, so I gotta wear something.
I have to figure out what I'm gonna wear.
We're gonna wear t-shirts and shorts. Or does it go this way? I'm so confused. Does it go this way?
I don't know. You probably have to open it and see.
Oh, you know who I bought this for?
Justin?
No.
Who?
Ryan. Haley and Ryan.
They didn't want it?
Couldn't find it. Apparently somebody hid it so I wouldn't give it to them. And then I found it after the fact up there.
Oh my goodness.
Dickwads.
So he didn't have to
By
do
the way,
the
that
year.
Was a con- like the booby shells that you put on, but they're fake ones.
Yeah.
For like Honolulu kind of thing.
So in 1985 he needed cash for booze.
I always need cash for booze.
Yeah, I know. You're lucky I found that $20 bill.
Yeah, you are.
So he got a job working the graveyard shift at a chocolate factory. He made $8.75 an hour. What are you doing now?
I'm trying to find something to keep me occupied. Keep going.
Okie dokie.
My hands. I just need to keep doing something.
This is when he started going to the gay bars.
See the hat I made? You can show that.
This is the hat she made. She wants me to show her hat that she made. So if you watch our Facebook Live after we post it, you get to see the hat Nicole made.
This is another one.
Oh, here's another one. This one's blue. And we should red. Sell them.
Oh, look at the little mittens.
Oh, do you want me to show the
look
little
mittens? Look at the mitten? Baby mittens.
Oh, here's a little
and
baby mitten.
And a baby preemie baby hat.
And the baby hat.
And here's Charlotte's. Little, see, I made this for my pet pig.
This was for her pet pig.
I'm such a good knitter. Okay, keep going, sorry.
Okay. So he went to these gay bars and was actively sleeping with men and started fantasizing about these men being dead while having sex. He said that he tried to train himself to view them as objects. To achieve this, he would drug them and then rape them outside the bars. And after they found out the Bars found out what he was doing. They took away his membership. So he was not allowed in the bar anymore. So Jeff on the news saw that there was an 18-year-old man that had died nearby. And he thought he was going to dig up the corpse and have sex with it. But it was winter.
I'm actually still here. I'm still here.
But it was winter. What happens in winter, Nicole?
Shit freezes, mother trucker!
Stuff freezes. A lot of stuff freezes. And the ground was solid. So, in November of 1987, he started doing it his old way by luring men into his hotel room from the bar. He lured another Steven back to his hotel and only planned on drugging him, raping him the next morning.
But?
He woke up to see this man's chest was caved in and blood from his mouth and saw that there was dried up blood on his knuckles.
You goddamn fool.
So he had absolutely no memory of killing Steven.
Were you knitting?
Yeah, I gotta do something because I'm being very distracted.
Okay. So, he had no memory of killing Steven. Later, he went out and he bought... Oh, no. Later, he said he could have been drunk, that he tried to actually tear Steven's heart out.
Why? Why would he want to tear somebody's heart out?
To get close with him.
I just want to be in your heart.
Feel all of his love.
Feel it all. I just love hearts.
Oh, yes. So... Eventually, he went out and he bought two huge suitcases and brought it back to his grandmother's house and kept it there for a few days.
Where is his grandmother?
Living like a normal person.
And he's living at his grandmother's house?
Yeah.
And did that at his grandmother's house?
Yes.
Okay, I just needed to make sure.
Yep.
I knew what was going
on. So, he kept it at his grandmother's house for a few days.
Oh, God.
And then decided, you know what, I'm going to dismember the body. So he took the bones out, cut up the body into bite-sized pieces, and bagged them up and put them somewhere. He pulverized the bones and kept the head for 2 weeks.
Okay, I wish people could smell what a dead animal or carcass smells like. Because how did his grandmother not
smell this?
Like, you can smell...
I know, it's disgusting. But after 2 weeks, he boiled the head in a bleach mixture.
Where?
I don't know. And was planning on using the head for masturbation.
Which hole is he gonna plug?
But the skull was too brittle, so he couldn't use it.
Bleach does that, I'm not gonna lie.
So, Stevens was reported as a missing person, and is actually still claimed as a missing person.
I finally remembered this from our last podcast.
Because they couldn't retrieve his body.
Okay.
So, they said, you know what, he's a missing person, we don't know where his body is, and we can't believe Jeff because he's a psychopath killer.
Yeah, fucking psycho.
So, they claimed him as a missing person, and he still is a missing person.
Didn't he admit to it, though?
Yes, but they can't prove it because they have no body.
Yeah, but if he admits to it, that unless he's admitted to other ones that he hasn't committed, then it should be considered...
I don't know. But he's still claimed as a missing person, so...
Okay.
Fun fact. In 2016, during an event, Jeff's childhood house, where he scattered all these bones... was up for rent for $8,000.
So you could live in the psycho's house for $8,000.
The only thing I could do that is if I didn't know what happened there.
Oh.
You would stay there no problem. You'd be like, oh, fuck yeah, I'm gonna go out and look in the woods.
I'm gonna go find some bodies today.
I'm gonna go see if I can find some bone sprinkles.
What bone sprinkles?
I'll make you bone sprinkles for Christmas.
No, thank you.
You sure?
I'm just kidding.
I can do squirrel. I can do butt. I can do pig. Chicken.
But can you do bunny? Oh.
I couldn't do bunny. I couldn't.
You have baby bunnies?
So, Jeffrey was still living with his grandmother. And he had a box in his closet. And his dad noticed this box.
Where was his dad living there too?
No, his dad came over and was very suspicious of what was going on.
Okay.
So his dad came over and he went through his room and stuff like that and found a box.
How old is Jeffrey?
In his 20s now, I think. Yes, he's in his 20s because that comes in later. So he found this box. It was like a metal lock box.
Jeffrey, what is this box?
It had a head and a penis in this box.
A penis?
Yes, a penis.
How did he...
I don't know.
Preserve a penis?
I don't know, but he did it.
Okay.
So he found the box that the head was in, but he didn't open it. Instead, his dad thought it was just a box of porn. He's in his 20s, I mean...
Hell, we all still watch a little porn.
Right. I mean, he needs the porn somehow. So, he asked his dad, asked Jeff about it. And said that, Jeff said, I have a right to privacy. But he knew his dad was going to keep pushing. So, he eventually replaced the head and the penis with straight porn. Do you know why he did it with straight porn, though?
Why?
Because he didn't want to come out.
Well, it take.
He didn't want to come out to his dad, so
I'm he not filled lie. It the box. It's a hard thing to do when you're gay, and or
especially back then.
Yes, it's not something that was commonly okay.
Right. So he filled it with straight porn, so he didn't have to come out to his dad or his family. Jeff came down and showed his dad the porn in the box, and his dad just said to get rid of it.
Why?
Jeff was working out a lot. He was very muscular.
A workout! What's that song?
I don't know. I don't know what you're fucking talking about.
Okay.
So, his strength helped him quite a bit with a few of his victims.
Were they big guys?
Apparently. Okay, keep in mind, he's 6'4". So this dude is like 6'4" and jacked up.
Probably taking a little bit of the roids.
2 months after Steve, his second victim, where he has no memory of his chest caved in and stuff like that, he met an African-American male at a bar called 219. This male was named James, and Jeff was on the hunt for someone to drug and rape and kill. So
drug, rape, and kill.
Yes.
That was like bedtime story.
Oh, it's my sleep health. My bedtime is set for 10 p.m.
Okay, well, good sleep health, because mine is set for not that.
We know. So the night before, he went inside and saw James on a corner doing prostitution. James was only 15.
Oh, God.
I have to sneeze.
God bless you.
Cute. Cute. Shut up.
Cute.
So Jeff lured him back to his grandmother's house while she slept and promised James $50 if he was allowed to take nude pictures of him. So James said yes because it was an easy $50. He was doing prostitution. And all he wanted to do is take pictures of his nude body? Why not? That's a great $50. So, it's believed that they had consensual sex and drank beers. Jeff drugged James, and then he quickly passed out. And once he was passed out, Jeff strangled him and masturbated over his dead body. And when he was done, he brought the body to the basement and dismembered him down there. So, this is like his MO.
God,
he drugs them, he masturbates over them, and then he dismembers them.
Well, yeah, you can't keep the evidence.
So, in March 1988, he met another guy outside a gay bar named Richard.
Richard!
That reminds me of, your phone's at 5%, by the way.
Okay, well.
So, his name was Richard. Jeff lured him back to his grandmother's, and some thought it was for cash for taking pictures of his nude body again. Once he was there, he drugged him and strangled him with a leather strap, and then performed oral sex.
Wait.
So this is the first time he was actually taking active necrophilia.
He was sucking the dead guy's dink? Or was the dead guy sucking his dink?
The dead guy was sucking his dink.
Okay.
So, this was his first act of necrophilia. Oh my.
That was loud.
So, after that, he dragged him to the basement and dismembered the body once again. Jeff could...
he had cum in his mouth.
I don't know. Probably. So, Jeff could tell when they were coming out of the drug stage. Like, while they were drug, he would talk to them, lay next to them, and, like...
feel snuggly.
Yeah, and, like, cuddle with them while they were...
drugged.
Unconscious and overdosing.
Okay.
He just liked the feel of a dead body to be able to talk to and cuddle. He didn't strangle them until he hung out with them. So, like, they weren't dead because he wanted to hear their heartbeat.
Oh, he just wanted to be... he just wanted to be snuggled.
So...
by a non-moving person.
He was able to listen to their heartbeats and breathing to figure out when they were coming out of the drug stage.
Yep.
And that's when they would strangle them and dismember.
That's when he?
Yes.
Fucking perfect.
So, he would figure out when they're coming out of that drug stage just enough.
So there's no...
so they're just barely coming out of it. They don't know where they are or what's going on. But they can still feel pain.
Okay.
So he strangles them then. And then dismembers the body after they're strangled. So in April of 1988, he met another man named Ronald.
McDonald.
And brought him back to his grandmother's for drinks. And was believed to just be coffee, not alcohol. And then drugged his drink once again to then strangle him to death. But before he could... he heard his grandmother ask, "Is that you, Jeffrey?"
"Yes, Granny."
Jeffrey answered back. I don't know what he answered back.
It was, "Yes, Granny."
And then decided that he was fucked.
Right in the ass.
Because she was awake now. So he needed to either kill the guy because his grandmother would hear it, but he couldn't because it would be too loud and messy.
Right.
So, he couldn't just let the guy go because he was still in that overdose phase.
Yep.
Where he was drifting in and out of consciousness.
So what does he do?
He was not so worried that he was overdosing. So he brought him to a hospital and dropped him off because he couldn't kill him with his grandmother awake. Because it would be way too messy and way too loud. So, he brought him to the hospital, and he ended up surviving and going straight to the police to tell them he was assaulted. But they didn't believe him, because he was drugged up, so they never followed up on it. Jeffrey moved into a lot of apartments where there were Hispanic and Black neighborhoods.
Why?
Because he was into Blacks. Both Stevens were the only two white males that
he had done this
before. Yeah. They were all different races. So, shortly after that, his grandmother had had enough of his shit. His drinking was getting out of hand. She would find empty bottles all over his room and everywhere.
Look, we're at 28.
I know, that's why I'm trying to finish this up.
Oh, we're that close?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
So, she was also worried about these men coming in at night all the time and didn't want to confront Jeff. So, she went to her dad and to his dad and her son. And say they were talking, and she brought it up, the disgusting smells coming from the basement and the garage. And when she saw the garbage bags in front of the house that were leaking black ooze, Jeff claimed he was doing what he was doing as a kid. He was picking up dead animals and shit in his 20s. His grandmother found a gun under his bed and a mannequin in his closet. Jeff promised to stop these actions after his grandmother threatened to kick him out. In September of 1988, they decided he needed to find a different place to live because he did not change. Jeff needed a different place to live, and this is where he found his own apartment. And the night he moved in, he lured a 13-year-old boy from the school and promised him $50 to take pictures.
Naked pictures?
Naked pictures, because he said that he was asking all these other kids, but they were saying no. So,
that's so disturbing.
This boy said, okay.
How old?
13.
Oh, that's like Cole's age. God.
Gave him a drink laced with sleeping pills and molested him and let him go. So, Jeff gave him sleeping pills, molested him, and then dropped him off somewhere to wake up.
Did the little boy remember?
The little boy felt sick, and his parents brought him to the hospital, and he got his stomach pumped because he was overdosed on drugs, and then the doctors called the police and reported it because the boy said it was a blonde-haired, soft-spoken man that kidnapped him. The police found Jeff because the boy was able to lead the police to where he was living. And it wasn't very hard to find where he was living because
he's the only white guy.
He's the only white guy in this area. He already has sexual shit on his record and stuff like that. He's a predator. So they're like, it's that pale pasty dude over there.
That's the pasty one. Fucking pasty.
Jeff was at work, and they came and arrested him, and he was charged with exploration and assault of a minor, and he served 1 year in jail and 5 years probation.
Did he do anything naughty in that 5 years?
I do not know.
Oh, is this where we're leaving off?
It is.
All right, dudes and dudettes. We're done for the night, and maybe we'll come back tomorrow and finish this up.
Possibly.
We'll see what happens. Love you all, big and small.
Wait. This is our own thoughts. We didn't really talk about it. I kind of just rambled and you kind of knitted.
I did knit. See, I was trying to be a responsible person.
You were. I'm very proud of you. We can ramble now.
Okay, so my thoughts is, Jeffrey, there's something really terrible must have happened to him in his younger years.
Remember, he was raped by a boy in his neighborhood. Do you remember that part?
Maybe.
I can probably find it on my paperwork.
Because I feel like you're not just born.
He was neglected a lot.
But you're not born to be this monster.
No, like, definitely not.
Maybe in some cases, some people are born to be demon people. But I feel like there's a lot of things that transpire to make it that way. You can finish that up.
Okay, that's new.
We're headed, even though they've already heard this.
I shared it.
Okay. So, sorry about that. That was a weird noise. So, I feel like most people are not born sick, sadistic son of a bitches. I feel like circumstances have brought them to where they become murderous pieces of shit. Your thoughts?
I'm trying to find where his dad said that he was raped by a neighborhood boy.
Oh.
So, then again, he was... Which one is it? So shortly after 4, he was diagnosed with a double hernia, and
that's right.
Nobody explained this surgery to him at all.
No.
So he was kind of traumatized. He was also diagnosed with pneumonia and a few other sicknesses. But he was very jealous of the attention David got also when he was a kid.
Right.
So, he was neglected. Oh.
He was definitely,
he was very neglected. He didn't really have anything to, I guess.
He had no
family relationships.
Yes. This is totally rambling. I'm glad you warned them, because I was looking at pictures of our friend's daughter that they got a squirrel, because it's hunting season, and around here, that's what you do.
You squirrel hunt for fun.
And then you tan the hides and eat the meat. So.
I need to shave my legs. Draven complained about that today.
Oh, stop it. I'm okay, like, oh, well. So anyways, so I feel like if he had parental anything,
that he would have turned out differently.
If they were just more involved. You can't blame everything on the parents. I mean, obviously, he got molested, you said?
Yeah, I can't find where his dad said that, but I do know that he was raped as a child.
And then he raped people in the military, right? Or he got raped in the military?
No, he raped people. He raped one guy over a 17-month period, repeatedly.
I don't know. Sick motherfuckers out there.
So, with the second victim, Steven, where his chest was caved in, and Jeff doesn't remember a thing.
Was that I thought it was the first victim.
Nope, that was the second one.
Okay, go ahead.
So, a psychiatrist mentioned that Steven could have said something to
trigger
that response, actions from Jeff.
You just ripped your own nail off.
It was coming off anyway, okay? I'd rather just rip it off now.
Which I think happens a lot more than people realize. Like, things trigger murderers, or not even murderers.
Like, even if they, like, say something, like, even things that wouldn't normally trigger a normal human. But they're not normal humans, and they don't know that.
Right.
Because, like, anxiety attacks for me, like, people trigger things. Because, like, I was in class one day, and I had to walk out because I was getting an anxiety attack because we were talking about rape and stuff like that. And I had to walk out. I couldn't stay in there.
Really?
So, yeah.
How do you do when we talk about it here?
Here, I'm fine. But, like, my teacher was going around asking people about their unreported crimes and stuff like that.
And you're like, okay, I'm out.
I'm out. Goodbye.
I don't want to talk about any of this bullshit.
So I walked out, and my teacher came to me after class, and she's like, what's going on? I'm like, I didn't feel comfortable.
And she said, okay.
And she said, okay, and she let me go.
Perfect. When was this?
A little bit ago.
Good teacher there.
She didn't make me talk about it like my mom makes me talk about things. Don't touch my butt.
I didn't
mean
to. I was trying to rub the...
That was weird.
I was rubbing the back of this chair, like, getting the schmegma off of it. Yes, I said schmegma.
Gross.
But it's actually just dust, and I happened to, like, rub, and your butt was there. God, that's awkward!
We should go in the hot tub.
Yeah, hot tub time, mother chuckers. Anyway, so these are our thoughts, our feelings, our emotions.
Like, we're not coming at anybody. We're not trying to offend anybody.
We may.
We might.
Accident.
But this isn't your place if you don't like it. Sorry. We're gonna offend people. That's what we do.
I offend myself every day.
We know.
You offend me. Did the dog just...
You fart? Yeah, that was...
Was that a fart?
That
was that a groan?
That was Lexi, and that was a fart. That was a nice, long, juicy
Lexi
fart.
Lexi is my black German Shepherd that's a little bit obese. She's just a little chunky.
She's a little chunky monkey.
And so she's
we call her Sexy Lexi.
She got lots of cushion for the pushing. She's very... Oh, it really was a...
I told you, that's why we should wrap it up before it gets too
bad. All right, I'm going to wrap this up because I can't breathe. Anyway, so this is our thoughts, feelings, and emotions, and we're going to screw with your brain, and you're going to be offended, and if you don't like it that much, then leave, and if you love it, just keep on listening.
And leave us a review.
Yes, be gentle, because I actually am kind of sensitive.
She's very sensitive.
I act hard and tough.
I'm starting to smell it.
I act hard and tough, but I'm really a big old marshmallow on the inside and outside. Goodbye.
Enjoy the rest of your night, morning, afternoon.
Oh, and happy Thanksgiving.
Yes, happy late Thanksgiving.
Yeah, late, we're late.